All right, 3, 2, 1. Friday morning, time to go beyond the playbook. Matt Sabuda with us. Good morning, Matt.
Morning, Jay.
All right, Matt, it's the bye week for the Bills, and they head into this bye week at 3-7. So we're going to take today to look back and see how the Bills got to this point on Monday, by the way. We'll look forward. But right now, 3-7, not exactly what Bills fans hoped for.
Yeah, not quite. 3-7, a little trickier. The meets the eye with this this Bills team on face value. Sure, it's a major disappointment 1 year after they ended their 17-year playoff drought. On the other hand, been a rebuilding year that's not exactly gone according to plan, at least. Not quite yet. So when it comes to those highs and lows, let's start by looking at the lows. The bad news first, so to speak. And it's all about the offense and quarterback growth, both of which has been underwhelming. And as we usually digest each performance on a week-to-week basis, this is a nice opportunity to take a step back and put the Bills' offensive struggles into perspective. And first, we'll start with the offense as a whole. They're awful, historically awful. The Bills are second worst in yards per game, and despite a 41-point performance last week, remain worst in points per game. And now, again, before you turn the dial, because you're thinking, yes, I know the Bills' offense is bad, it's a bit more complex than that. And what I mean is that we expected them to be pretty bad as they stripped down on both skilled players and along with the unexpected loss of two key offensive linemen. So with that, the better way to look at this season is how Josh Allen is looking, and in particular, how he's looking compared to his draft class peers, and that's the more significant measure in my view. And unfortunately, Allen's been hampered due to injury, but in the games he's played, he's also been hampered by poor play. Of the five rookie quarterbacks taken in the first round, four have seen starting action, and among those four, Allen is last in quarterback rating, last in yards per game, last in yards per attempt, and last in touchdowns. Certainly a little bit difficult to say whether or not his rookie struggles are more attributable to the talent around him or his talent, but this is by far and away the most significant storyline of the first 10 games.
Now, hold on. You did say good news? What about the good news?
I did, didn't I? I think I did. And look, as it relates to Allen, you know, look no further than the L.A. Rams' Jared Goff, who he played in just 7 games as a rookie surrounded by minimal talent and produced similarly bad numbers. The Rams went all out to surround him with the right personnel to succeed, and he took a big step forward in year two and took an even bigger step this year. So, and we'll take a deeper dive into that in terms of the future on Monday. But through 10 games, the Bills' rock bottom offensive personnel is in itself oddly comforting, as weird as that sounds. Is it would be far more concerning if the Bills struggled so much offensively with a loaded, high-priced offensive lineup. But I guess if we're going to focus on the tangible good for the here and now, what it has been good at least, is the Bills and their fantastic defense. And I'm not being hyperbolic here. Through 10 games, the Bills' defense is the best in the entire league in yards per game allowed. And in an increasingly pass-dominated league, they're second best in passing yards allowed. You know, while middling in points given up, they have some cornerstones to build upon who are having an excellent season. Analytics site Pro Football Focus has Taron Johnson as the second highest-rated rookie cornerback in the league. Harrison Phillips, sixth best rookie interior lineman. And this doesn't even touch on rookie first-round linebacker Tremaine Edmonds, who, while having an up-and-down season, has shown flashes of great play. Add to second-year emerging star Tre'Davious White, who's pretty close to being considered a shutdown corner that teams have to plan around. The Bills might just have a solid core to build around based on what they've shown for at least through the first 10 games. So despite the bad record and some quarterback mismanagement, there have been some bright spots, you know, not many, but some. At the end of the season, though, it's all going to come back to Allen and how far he can take the offense. Now that we look back, Monday, I guess we'll take that look forward.
I look forward to looking forward.
How about that?
Enjoy the bye week, Matt Sabuda. We'll see you on Monday.
Thank you, Jay.